justice for all. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you so much for today. We thank you for all that you've done for us. I just pray now that you'll guide and direct us today. Help us that we get everything accomplished we need to get done. Help us get something out of this devotional today, and we'll give you praise and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. If you got your Bibles, turn your Bibles to Judges chapter 4. Judges chapter 4. Today we're going to be looking at a woman, at a woman. Her name is Deborah, and so we're going to take a look at her and see what she did for the honor and glory of God. In Judges chapter 4, starting in verse number 1, it says, "And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord when Ehud was dead, and the Lord sold him into the hand of Jabin, the king of Canaan, that reigned in Hazar, and the captain of whose host was Syria, and which dwelt in Heshbra of the Gentiles. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, for he had 900 chariots of iron, and 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. And Deborah, the prophetess, a wife of Lapidoth, and she judged Israel at that time. She dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in Mount Ephraim, and the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. And she sent and called Barak, the son of Abiam, out of Kadesh, and said unto him, Hath not the Lord God of Israel commanded, saying, Go and draw towards Mount Tabor, and take with thee 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali, and of the children of Zebulun. And I will draw unto thee to the river Kishron, Syria, and the captain of Jabin's army with his chariots and his multitude, and I will deliver him unto thine hand. And Barak said unto her, If thou wilt go with me, then I will go, but if thou wilt not go with me, then I will not go. And she said, I will surely go with thee, notwithstanding the journey that thou takest shall not be for thine honor, for the Lord shall sell Syria unto thy hand of a woman. And Deborah arose and went with Barak to Kadesh. Now, here we see that, it's amazing to see how God can use those who want to be used. You know, God can use people who want to be used for his honor and his glory. You know, God can use a woman just as he can a man to get the things done that he needs to get done, and takes charge of things. In verse 4, there was a woman judge. You know, up until this point in history, there was never any women judges. They were all men. There was 13 judges total, and of the 13, there was only one woman. Now, Deborah, she was a prophetess. She had a wealth of knowledge given to her by God, and she was looked up to by all the people. God spoke to her just as he did to all the prophets. God gave her wisdom to judge the people, and what they did, rather, whether it was right or wrong. Now, why was there a prophetess instead of a prophet? Why was there a woman judge instead of a man judge? Anybody tell me? Why was there a woman judge instead of a man judge? Anybody know? Well, I'm glad, because I'm going to tell you, okay? If you take any think about it, I believe that the children of Israel had backslidden so far that there was no men who were qualified to be a prophet or to judge. No man wanted the responsibility of judging the people because their sins were just as great as everyone else's. There was not a man who would step up to the plate and say, "Here am I, Lord, send me." There was not a man who would take the bull by the horns and say, "I'll go where you want me to go. I'll say what you want me to say. I'll do what you want me to do." You know, God's word has to be done. It has to be done. When God says something, it has to be accomplished. Now, here we see that there was no man to stand in the gap to fulfill what needed to be done. God's word has to be done, and if there's no man to do it, he will find a woman to do it. In the Old Testament time, when God needed someone to proclaim his name, he would raise up who he wanted to do that. You know, there are no qualifications for a prophetess other than being filled with the Holy Spirit and being spoken to by God. But we need to step up to the plate and do the things that we're called to do. You know, she was sent, or she sent and called a guy by the name of Barak. Now, Barak was also a prophet, but he was a prophet in another area of Israel. So you have a prophetess and you have a prophet. Now, and we're going to see here why Deborah was used as a prophetess and her husband wasn't. Now here we see that Barak was a prophet in another part of Israel. In Hebrews chapter 11, there's only 5 of 12 judges mentioned, and Barak is one of them. Barak, Gideon, Samson, Jabez, and Samuel. But notice she had to remind him what God had told him. She says, "Hath not the Lord commanded?" Now, how did she know what God had commanded him to do? I believe that God told her also what he had told Barak. Now, then she goes on to tell him exactly what it was that God had told him to do and not to be afraid of. What we need to realize is that sometimes God will take and call different people to do different things. Then she goes on to tell him exactly how God wanted him to do what he called him to do. You know, they did not want to make the decisions on their own. And that's the way Barak was. Even though he was a prophet, even though he followed God, he did not have the faith he needed in God to do what God wanted him to do. And there's an awful lot of people like that today. They want to follow God. They want to do great things for God, but they're afraid to step out on faith and do things. You know, and that's the way Barak is. Barak says, "No," he says, I can't do this by myself. After all, even though God told me he'd be with me, even though God said we'd have, we would win, but they did not want to make the decisions, and they left it up to a woman to make the decisions. Now, here we see that in verse 8, Barak says to, let's look at verse 8 again. This is really kind of funny. "And Barak said unto her, If thou wilt go with me, then I will go. But if thou wilt not go with me, then I will not go." What's he saying to this woman? He's saying, "Hey, if you'll go, I'll go. But if you don't go, I'm not going to go." Doesn't that sound like a bunch of little kids? Huh? "Oh, well, I'll go to church if you go. But I'm not going to go if you don't go. I'm going to go to tug if you go, but I'm not going to go to tug if you don't go." You know, isn't that the way it is with little kids today? I mean, you know, it's unbelievable. But we need to realize is that "I am afraid to do it by myself," he says. That's what he's saying to her. He's saying to Deborah, "I'm afraid to do this by myself. But if you do, if you will go with me, then I'll go." You know, Will you go and hold my hand, so to speak? You know, I need somebody to take and help me with this. And it's a woman that's going to help him. Now, in verse 9, Deborah had her head screwed on straight. You know, she told him, sure, I'll go with you. If you, I'll go with you and I'll hold your hand. You need to realize that it's the Lord doing this, not you and I. And he's going to deliver our enemies into our hand. It is the Lord who will give us the victory. After all, the Lord is going to sell them into the hand of a woman. Now, up to this point, there was no women that won any wars. It was all men. You know, a woman was looked at as a weaker vessel. A woman was looked at as a second-class person, so to speak. A woman was looked at as someone who was not as mighty as a man. And if you got beat by a woman, there is something wrong with you. You know, it'd be like, one of our girls taking on one of you boys and just whooping the tar out of you. I mean, how would you feel? Would that make you feel real good? Now, it happens to your brother all the time, doesn't it? You just whoop the living snot out of him, right? Huh? No? You don't? You don't? Huh? Don't you whip the living snot out of him? Huh? Oh, okay. But what we need to realize is that when a woman would win, it was a disgrace to a man. Now, to be beaten by a woman was the worst thing that could have ever happened to a person. Deborah knew that she could not fight this battle alone, but she needed God's help. But Deborah gives the orders to attack. Let's look at verse 14. We didn't read that yet, but we're going to read it now. It says, so the children of Israel, wrong chapter. And Deborah said unto Balak, up, for this is the day in which the Lord hath delivered Syria unto thine hand. Is not the Lord gone out before thee? So Balak went down from Mount Tabor, and 10,000 men after him. So here we see that Deborah says, hey, get out there, get off your fat fanny, and go out and fight. Because today, the Lord gave you victory. Go out and do what you're supposed to do. If you don't, I'm going to do it myself. And so he did. He went out and he fought, and they had total victory. You know, this was a woman who God spoke to in order for them to go forward into battle and have victory. In verse 15, the Lord fights for Israel. The Lord had promised that he would help them to defeat their enemy, and the Lord was gracious in what he did. Let's take a look at verse 15. And the Lord comforted Syria and all of the chariots and all his host with the edge of the sword before Barak. So Syria lighted down off his chariot and fled away on his feet. Here we see that because of what Deborah did, they all ran from the Israelites. Now, we need to understand that the Lord fought for Israel. The Lord had promised that he would help them defeat the enemy. He promised them that they would have total victory. The Lord was the one who comforted the Canaanites. The Lord was the one who gave the victory. The Lord, through the faithfulness of a woman, gave Israel one of the greatest victories that they had ever had. Now, in chapter 5 and verse 1, we see that Deborah gives all the glory to God. This woman realized that it was not her strength and her weaknesses, but she knew that the only way that she could have the power to win was through God. She knew it was not by man's might that this was done, but she knew it was by the hand of an almighty, all-powerful God. She sang praises to God for the great deliverance that they had just seen by the Lord. She said, many sat by and watched, but those who fought did it fully, for God helped to defeat their enemy. You know, we need women who will praise the Lord when they see victories in their lives. You know, so many times we do not praise the Lord as we should, and we become complacent in our lives, and we feel that we've accomplished everything on our own. When we don't accomplish anything on our own, it's only through what God does through us. The story of the prophetess Deborah, each of us need to look and see if we can be used by God for his honor and his glory, or if we are just sitting on our backside and along the sideline watching what's really happening. You know, the two tribes which went to fight in the victory that God had given, they were all part of the 12 tribes of Israel. And God told them that if you go and fight, I will deliver you out of your enemies. And you know, this is what we need to realize. We need to realize that God is with us all the time. And if we'll only rely on him, he'll help us to get through the fights that we have in our life. All of us go through times of trial and trial of tribulation. But we need to realize that God is always there to help us if we'll allow him to help us. So we just need to realize that even though you are girls, God still can take and work through you just like he does men. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for all you've done for us. I pray now that we can use this story of Deborah for your honor and glory. Help us to realize that you can be used, and we can be used by you for whatever purpose it is that you'd have us to be used by. I just pray now that you go before us, help us and guide us today, get our pace work done, and we'll give the honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, we got a lot to do today, a lot going on. Make sure you get your pace work done, and we'll get everything accomplished we need to get done today. All right, you're dismissed.